What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Marion in Maryland. And Marion, what's on your mind today? Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the war on white men.
Okay.
I've been aware of it for 60 years. Starting about 1963, when they started busing Negroes into the little area I lived in to buy homes. It was just a white neighborhood. There was a Mexican here, there. So, it wasn't, like very militant. But still, it was a white family, a white community. And I was just totally disgusted with it. And I and a few other people were the only ones that did something about it, stood up for the rest of the community.
Well, I'm almost afraid to ask what exactly it is that you did.
I'd rather talk about that later on, and you'll understand why when you get to know me. But I really like your program. You've got the guts to talk about this war on white men that's been going on a long time. And I think it's really amazing because all the other stations are totally woke. And they won't, they bought the Communist Party line totally. And it's just sickening.
Okay. Anything else?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, is there anything else?
Well, yeah, there's a lot, but I just don't want to, be a one-sided conversation. I'll make another call later on.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was 19 years old when Ronald Reagan won the presidency. So I wasn't following politics too much. My theory back then was, hey, you know what? Just tell me how much money you want to steal from me and just leave me alone. Let me ride my motorcycle without a helmet. Let me go 10 or 20 over the speed limit. Just, as long as I'm not posing a threat to anybody else, just leave me alone. And for the most part, I got within all their rules, regulations, statutes, codes, policies, revisions, acts, and mandates. And I got in less trouble with the police. And it was usually over a moving vehicle violation. But anyway, Ronald Reagan was labeled as Red Ronnie. And I believe he won. Yeah, it was 1980. He beat Jimmy Carter. So I'm guessing the red was, because I don't know. I didn't look it up. So I'm ignorant on that part. And I figured you probably know. But was it because Ronald Reagan did some sort of communist things, maybe in his acting career or in Hollywood or... I don't know what the deal was.
I have to be honest. I actually don't know the origin of that nickname. And, of course, Reagan survived that whole Red Scare situation, the blacklisting in Hollywood, from Joseph McCarthy.
Okay. All right. Well, let's put it this way. I thought Ronald Reagan, he was a pretty good president. But I got to be honest with you. I firmly believe that George Herbert Walker W. Bush... it took over after 69 days of Reagan's presidency, and he's run it all through the Clinton administration, through his own 4 years, through the Clinton administration, 8 years, through his own son's administration, another 8 years, and probably Barack Hussein Obama through the next 8 years.
I would not be too sure about that last one. Everybody's trying to exert influence. I mean, that's just the way Washington works.
All right. Well, my thing is that if they were calling him Red Ronnie, this is almost 50 years ago, what would Joe Biden's nickname be? I mean, absolute blood red Bolshevik Joe B. I don't know. You could throw so many adjectives on this because he makes Ronald Reagan look like a true patriot.
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay.
I'm doing a web search right now. See if I get a result. No, the only thing I get for Red Ronnie is a television presenter.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything about Reagan.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking the call. That's all I wanted to mention.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Michelle in Texas. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. This is Michelle Rosen calling from Dripping Springs, Texas. I'm calling in regards to your comments in your opener about James Lewis dying from the Tylenol murders.
Yes.
So I just wanted to call and give my two cents about James Lewis dying from the being the number one, I'm putting this in air quotes, number one suspect of the Tylenol murders, is that he's the number one suspect. We should label this as number one scapegoat, if you will. So he is the best guy. He's an extortion writer. Is he a fraud? Yes. Is he a con man? Yes. But did he commit these crimes? No. I have 20 years of research that says he was not the guy. There's nothing, not one bit of evidence. Otherwise, they would have arrested him by now that he
Michelle?
Was the guy.
Mm-hmm. Michelle? I hate to interrupt you, but I think for the benefit of our listeners who don't know who you are, you should give us a quick rundown on your personal connection to the Tylenol murders.
Okay. My name is Michelle Rosen. My mom was 27-year-old Mary Reiner. She was a victim of the Tylenol murders. I was 8 years old when I watched my mom die, and I have been fighting basically my entire whole adult life trying to find the answers. And I'm just finding it being harder and harder to find, although on my own, I am getting a lot more answers than what the libel corporation and the government wants to say. So is that good enough?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So my mom was a victim. I have devoted my life to finding out how this happened and why. And I don't have a finish line yet. But I can definitely say in all my years of doing this that everything we've been told and everything that comes out in the media is absolute lies. That's one positive thing. The James Lewis thing, all I can say is he was in New York City, a month before the Chicago murders, Tylenol murders happened. And everyone, he's got so many eyewitnesses, neighbors, coworkers, everything up in New York City that showed that he was up there literally every day. Before this happened. And I just know it's not him. I don't know who exactly did it. All I know is it's not him. And the focus on him puts a roadblock in this whole thing and actually is very frustrating for us victims, family members, and investigators that aren't climbing a ladder and aren't looking for a corporate libel or anything like that. So what else?
Well, you mentioned that there are going to be some documentaries coming out about this.
I think so. There's so many, and they always get shut down. As you notice, that you can have everything from Lorena Bobbitt to every other documentary that's out there. Notice that you've never seen anything on the Tylenol murders. There's a reason for that, and that is to keep people from actually looking at, other than James Lewis, who just died last night, anybody else. From being like putting logic together to say this did not happen store to store and this did not happen in the way that they've been telling us. It's the only true crime anything in the last 5 years that have been astounding amount of true crime documentaries. It's the only one, and it's the top unsolved documentary of the 20th century. That hasn't been talked about, and that there's reason for that. So maybe keep an eye on that. But they keep saying they're coming out with something, and then it gets shut down. And I'm going to guess that's Johnson & Johnson, Tylenol, and the FBI not wanting people to know what actually happened.
Well,
they want their,
you know,
they want their scapegoat, and it's going to stay that way. And
yeah, I think you're probably right about that. You know, they've got their scapegoat. They want to put this story away and say, that's it, the guys.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy to put it as him. And unfortunately, James Lewis opened that door. I'm not making excuses for him. He is definitely innocent of the murders. He opened that door when he wrote that extortion letter, which, you know, you opened the door. You just didn't realize what door you were opening when you did that. So that's his own problem.
That was definitely self-incriminating.
Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you bringing up the topic. I'm sorry James Lewis died yesterday. Rest in peace, James Lewis. I know you're a con man and a scoundrel and everything else, but you're not the Tylenol murderer. And we as victims' family members realize that, unfortunately, the media and their talking heads is going bonkers over making sure that they can now, without libel, say that he is, and he definitely is not. And I say that with confidence in my own, not just emotions, not just because my mom was a victim, but in my own research and 20 years of investigation of my own side and knowing that he is not the murderer. So rest in peace, James Lewis. Sorry you wrote an extortion letter. You did your 13 years of time. You got that, and you are not the murderer.
Okay, well, thank you for the update, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go now. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. I used to have a book that was written by 1953. It was on the world government movement. And details how 1936 they put the capstone and the pyramid on the dollar bill. That was Henry Wallace. You know, he wasn't vice president yet of FDR. FDR and he and Alice Bailey, a theosophist, were among the people that got together, according to Joe Camp. Joe Camp's great niece is Angelina Jolie.
Ah, okay.
And, I guess where Reagan's titled that, you know, everybody figured, is it, according to Joe Camp, he's a phony. He and Earl Warren in 1953, Earl Warren and Cranston, later Senator Cranston of California, had Ronald Reagan, him and Earl Warren, you know, later Chief Justice in the Supreme Court, and Cranston were in United World Federalists, and they had something called the California Plan, where they lined up 18 states in the Union to. That many that had been already lined up for a world government under the Patriots at that time hadn't been very much, you know, conscious. You know, they thought everything was fine under Eisenhower. That was 1950, I guess. That might have been Truman. Truman was president then, but people were not conscious of the United World Federalist. I don't know if it exists anymore, but it's very powerful. So that's why I think Ronald Reagan got the title of from conscious patriot.
Well, I did a quick search of Reagan, and he was a staunch anti-communist. So where where Red came from, I really don't know. Anyway, listen, Charles, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. All right, the phone lines are completely open right now, 512-248-8252. Now, down on the border, actually the ex-border chief is saying that this asylum mobile app, okay, is basically a ploy to stop the shocking images of illegal entries while letting more cross into the U.S. In other words, the app is telling the illegal immigrants where to cross and making sure that it's always someplace where you're not going to have cameras. So, the former Acting Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan told Daily Mail that Joe Biden was smart to implement a program that decreased the number of shocking images of illegal entries between ports of entry at the southern border. He said Biden has essentially found a way to make illegal activity legalized. Okay, so, yeah, he definitely wants that border open. In other news here, and by the way, 512-248-8252. There was an interesting article over at Asterisk Magazine, and it's dealing with the emergence of artificial intelligence, especially these large language model systems, which are, to me, they pass the Turing test, okay? And this article starts out with the observation that animals think a lot more than we once gave them credit for. Now, it's common to read about chimpanzees that play elaborate social games, scrub jays that hide, even camouflage food from rivals, or bees that can learn abstract rules. And there are some amazing videos on social media of animals doing some very complex behavior. But as recently as the middle of the last century, attributing mental states to animals was actually considered kind of taboo. And a lot of that came on out of religion in that, you know, the animals were the animals. And, humans were special and God sits up nights to admire us and so forth. And behaviorists studied simple and controlled behaviors, press a lever, receive a food pellet, while the naturalists who did observe sophisticated animal behaviors in the wild tended to describe them in terms of innate instincts. Now, what's the point of all this? We don't really know what intelligence is. We don't even know how it works inside ourselves here, and now we're creating these artificial intelligent systems, and how do we tell how intelligent they are? And are we going to be able to understand them, or are we going to have to build more complex systems to understand the systems we are creating? Now, in computer science, there's kind of a rule of thumb that for one computer to successfully emulate another, it has to be five times as complex, or five times larger, five times more powerful. So we are approaching the point where we're not really going to be able to understand what's going on inside these machines. There have been some unexpected behaviors coming out of these AI systems. There was one that, like HAL 9000, started screaming he was going to kill everybody. And so it is a new technology. Everybody says it's the new wonder product. They're selling stocks on it. It's going to be the next big thing. I hope so. I hope we're not getting another case of tulip mania going on here. All righty. Now, Planned Parenthood is offering $150 gift cards and free lunch for youth who participate in their week-long sex ed summer camp, according to an advertisement posted by the Planned Parenthood Minnesota's Advocates Twitter account Thursday. And they're going to get them in there and, you know, do whatever it is that they do, you know, build business, you know, go out, have sex, get pregnant, come to us, we'll cut it out here. Over in the Netherlands, a transgender woman has been crowned Miss Netherlands for the first time in the beauty pageant's history and will now compete for the Miss Universe title. Ricky Valerie Cole, 22, made history when she won the competition yesterday. And, I got to be very honest. I mean, leaving out the whole gender issue and transgender issue and everything like this, I thought there were other women on that stage who were much prettier, including the one who was the first runner-up. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here, and boy, the phone lines have loaded up. We're going to go to Sheldon. Hello, Sheldon. What's on your mind today?
Yes, about your animal thing. Besides the chimp or whatever it is that uses a reed to get the ants and termites out of the log, and
yes,
there's a bird that does the same thing, I was extremely impressed, and it's pretty old now. It's probably a couple decades old, but I'm sure you've seen this horse go across the field, grab a two before, and scratch his stomach with it. That just blew me away.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of great videos like that out there on social media, especially just last week. I mean, somebody's really going on out, and they're catching these animals exhibiting highly intelligent behavior. Hello? I can't hear you. Oh, he's gone. All right. All right, let's go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just about Reagan. I think Reagan was the first basically neoconservative president. Maybe he might not have been that bad, but a lot of the people around him and a lot of the deregulation he did purely benefited Wall Street, destroyed the family farm, and a lot of small business. He did some good stuff too, but there was really communism was kind of dead by the time I think Joe McCarthy even did that. I think the whole Joe McCarthy thing was to basically not talk about Jewish power and just blame everything on these communists.
You may be right about that one, because we were all looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah, because these guys weren't communists in Hollywood, and I mean, why would a billionaire Hollywood producer want to be a communist? You know, like, and you look at guys, William F. Buckley and Bill Kristol. They took over the Weekly Standard, and then that helped form this whole so-called conservative movement. But from the beginning, the conservative thing was really just neoconservative, it sounds like, there's a good debate between George Wallace and William F. Buckley. I'd say after that debate, the so-called, because that's kind of what they're debating, like, I'm the real conservative, what's a conservative, this, that, and, you know, those ideas were basically that, yeah, so that's kind of my thing with Reagan. And then, like, the caller said Bush was pretty bad, and they've all been bad since then, in a sense. But so I'm glad you see that. That's my opinion. Because before McCarthy, people would, like, you had Henry Ford, you had Charles Lindbergh. People would openly talk about Jewish control, and they weren't so concerned about, like, socialism or communism. Most Americans actually were probably more pro-socialist, you know, with Social Security and stuff like that. So they just made it all. It was just a big deflection, I guess you could say. And I mean, so anyway, that was kind of my opinion. And
okay,
so what do you got to say? You're kind of quiet.
Well,
today,
I mean, you know, you gave us a pretty good overview of the situation here, and you know. There always seems to have been a concern about outside influence on our government, and all McCarthy did was point us in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and McCarthy, I forgot his name, McCarthy's lawyer was actually like Donald Trump's mentor. I forgot his name, but he was a Jewish guy that was basically working with McCarthy.
Okay.
What's his name? Not Finkelstein. But one of those guys, anyway, but yeah, he was a famous, basically neoconservative. He helped found the neoconservative movement. And, like you said, I mean, just point people in the wrong direction. So anyway, have a good day and thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Okay. You've got it. Thank you very much for the call here. We're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm not going to take another phone call until after we come back from this. But apparently in Springfield, Illinois, the YMCA Typhoon Swim Team now allows biological men who are pretending to be women to use the girls' locker room, including when minor girls are present and undressing. And apparently this a teenage girl came on out complaining about it, only to be accused of hate speech. And this was a 16-year-old girl, a member of the swim team, went into the locker room to change out of her swimsuit and noticed a transgender couple sitting in the locker room, and basically went out to complain. And the YMCA said, there's nothing we can do about it. It's discrimination, and it's against the law. They can't even send out a notification to swim team members that transgender people are using the girls' locker room. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And welcome back to our show here. We have some open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Mike, real quick on Ukraine. Well, not real quick, but Ukraine, Mike. I saw a video last week, and it had a BMP. I don't know if you saw the video. It was a BMP picking up 10 Ukrainian soldiers are being extracted. And it was going fine. They were leaving the area. Oh, man, Mike, and they drove over a landmine. The whole thing got blown.
I did see that. I did see that video.
Was it 10 soldiers plus two or three in the vehicle picking them up? That's 13 people died on one mine, man.
Yeah.
And Mike, you see Joe Biden and Richie Sunak and Ursula von der Leyen and Stoltenberg and the collective West, Mike, we're going to give Ukraine, you know, all these other munitions, man. You know, come on, man. You know,
we're running out of stuff to send to Ukraine. That's why Biden sent the cluster bombs.
Well, you think the cluster munitions? I mean, Mike, what's after? I want to ask Pete from Los Angeles. When's the last? What's after cluster? Because tactical nukes, if you send those, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, so what's after cluster? Because, Mike, they keep saying they're running out of weapons. I don't believe that. They're running out of weapons for Ukraine. They're not running out of weapons to protect themselves. There's a difference. Okay? They're not running out of artillery
shells. Well, actually, some of the European countries have said they can't send anything more to Ukraine without compromising their own military stockpiles.
Exactly. But, Mike, you know what the thing is? Their military stockpiles are in their country, so how would they get them into Ukraine if they want to fight the Russians? Because that's where the Russians are at. They couldn't.
Well, there's still rail service, into Ukraine. Or they could airlift them. Logistics is definitely a major issue here.
Well, remember the Carpathian Tunnel, that goes under that mountain?
Yeah.
You think Russia should have destroyed all that? Early on. I know, there's certain group of people in Russia, because Putin's a moderate, that want to flatten Kiev and Lvov, right? So, Putin's under a lot of pressure.
He seems to be handling it very well. Putin is not going to do any military action outside of Ukraine, because, if he went after that tunnel in Carpathia, that would probably activate Article 5. And then Russia would be dealing directly with NATO.
And Mike, I want to ask Pete and Tom. They keep mentioning. I know Pete kind of stirred you up last week, right? About Africans don't make anything, and I know you got aggravated.
Yeah, he kind of got under my skin just a little bit.
Well, I want to respond to Tom and Pete about the Anglo-Saxon. Putin talked about the Golden Billion. Guys, don't listen to Putin or Russia. The Golden Billion, the Anglo-Saxon 500-year rule. If you look at von der Leyen, Stoltenberg, Emmanuel Macron, Biden, this is the whiteness. I'm white, but come on, man. These guys are white exceptionalists, right? There's a difference. Okay? That's what Putin was talking about, of these Golden Billion, Anglo-Saxon 500-year rule. Because I know Pete said, Africa never really made... Well, Pete, you're wrong. Africa was subjugated, and so was China and India for a long time. They were kept down. Now, if you look at China now, Mike, my God, they're the best thing they ever had was getting rid of the British. And so was India.
Well, I think basically every nation that had been controlled by Britain said exactly the same thing. We're much better off without them, including this nation right here. Again, citing China as an example, if you go back and look at that their ancient history, they invented a lot of stuff, and they're not white Europeans. And so, I think every race on Earth invents what they need to survive in their environment. And if you're in a harsh environment, you have to invent more things. If you're in a very comfortable, mellow, mild environment the tropics, there's a need to develop stuff like that.
But I do know what Pete meant, but it's just people got to take themselves out of the box. They got to look above and beyond what they think. It's a big world out there. The planet is big. We're not, you know what the problem with Americans is? You said it, we're exceptional, we're blessed by God. We're this whole, not just us, but the British, right? The whole collective West believes in this. Well, neoliberalism, we're the best, you got to be neoliberal, right? If you're not neoliberal, Mike, you're doing something wrong, right? That's how these people believe. So, you're in a direct conflict with people who don't believe in neoliberalism. I don't believe in it. Mike, communism, socialism, fascism, Marxism, they all have one thing in common. They're all run by human beings. And that's the drawback, right?
that's the problem. Any one of these political systems can be made to work if the people running those systems were angels, but they're not. And that's really the failing is, as I've said before, political power attracts the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it.
What are you trying to say, Mike? It's all about the Benjamins?
It's about money and power.
Yeah. Money and power, but if you have the money, I guess you got the power, right? That's it?
Well, the two intermingle quite a bit.
Mike, you have a good show. How's Claire doing?
She's doing fine. She is working on music right now.
All right, Mike, have a good show. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, no, a lot of things after all these calls. It was Roy Cohn that was helping out McCarthy,
yes.
And it was Joe McKenzie behind McCarthy for the most part. And as far as Reagan, that was Lou Wasserman and his conglomerate entertainment industry that was in Reagan. And when Reagan was going over to Germany to put the wreath on the unknown SS soldier, they gave all sorts of heat about the Holocaust, and Reagan said that there's no evidence that that Holocaust ever happened. So, you know, I got to give it kudos to Ronald Reagan for standing up. And they shut that down. They tried to get rid of that audio clip, but it's out there. As far as intelligence, Mike, you know, Wozniak even came out again and said that an ant's brain's got more artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, Mike, I think is a hoax. It's like this LBGT or whatever, or this text. It's just a text generator. I mean, for years I could call my bank and I could talk to the girl, which is a recording, and she would tell me what my bank balance was and all my transactions.
Yeah, but that's a very limited context situation here. The new large language models seem able to cover quite a bit of general knowledge, and they are improving in quality. You know, I'm finding ChatGPT fascinating. I'm starting to study what makes artificial intelligence work, and you know, may try a few programs myself. If it is indeed the coming thing, I mean, you know, I would like to ride that particular.
Artificial intelligence is a written program. It's not.
Well, what do you think runs our brain?
Mike, a computer cannot come up with an idea. Okay? This is a hoax. It's just more sophisticated computers. It's all it is. It is not intelligence. They are not thinking up things. They cannot come up with an idea. And as far as drones and autonomous vehicles, hell, a paintball gun can totally put them out of business. I mean, so it's in my mind, it's all a hoax, Mike. It's just more BS for the normies that don't have any critical thinking skills. It cannot come up with an idea, and that is intelligence. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, well, we're going to disagree on that one, I think. And I think it's only a matter of time until there is an AI that is capable of being creative. I mean, ChatGPT, you can ask it to write a love poem to your significant other. It's not great writing, but it is, in fact, coming up with poetry. So anyway, let's go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, since you were talking about artificial intelligence, that's something I don't have much to add, except that I'm equally fascinated and really trying to understand how that works, too. So I'm in the early – I've actually messed around with Midjourney is the name of the you can get it through Discord. It's called Midjourney. You can subscribe for $8 a month. And it gives you up to 200. It gives you up to 200 images, and you basically give it prompts, and all prompts are just descriptions of what you want the picture to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can. It's really a lot of fun. I mean, it really is. It's scary because you can tell it. You know, I want to make a root beer machine, and like that's one of the. And it just makes this machine kind of like you know. And you hit generate. Every time you hit generate, it makes a completely unique new image. So it's definitely coming from a computer. It's very fascinating for sure, but I'll leave the debate about the rest of it for later until we learn more, I guess. But I called about the Netherlands beauty pageant. So my thing on this is at some point, the logjam has to be released. I am literally in my mind. It's the Netherlands. So now it's all over the world. Okay, this woke crap is all over the world. You got all these women, all the families of these women, right, that are all put money and toil and effort and travel and time, all this effort into doing this legitimate beauty pageant, and some person is going to make the decision to give it to this snaggletooth. So my thing is, Mike, I just wanted to say, this is a Monty Python moment. Where is John Cleese Look, man, it's a man. It's a bloody man. Get out of here. I want to hear some... We need some humor now. This is what I'm saying. This is absolutely ridiculous. And at some point, people are going to really push back on this crap. I mean, this has got to be...
You raise an interesting point, because what all this transgender movement is doing, it's taking away from real women that which makes them unique. You know, you've got transgender males using the girls' locker room and so forth. You have transgender, you know, taking hormones so that they can chest feed their babies. And, you know, we still don't know what that's going to do to the babies. And, you know, it's like they're trying to erase real women from our culture. And I can't help but ask, where are the feminists? I remember, you know, back in the 1990s, the feminist movement was going strong. They were out there. They were a little misguided with that rape hysteria and so forth and so on. But if there was ever a need for feminists to come on out to protect women, this is it. And strangely, they are silent.
Well, I think, Mike, that's a very good point. And I think we can pretty much say that feminists are full of crap. They always were, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, that's all I really had. I just really think that it's just everything's gotten out of hand, and it's time. I mean, it's time to just really just, I mean, these people, I'm sorry. That's all I had, Mike. I'll let you go. Get back to your show. Great show, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. Excuse me, rented lips. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yes. For all those people that have children and daughters that are in electing to do a sport, and they find themselves with a boy in their midst claiming to be a girl, or feeling that they feel like they're a girl, and they're uncomfortable with it, I think when they share that with their parent, they should go ahead and do, I mean, it's just everybody, what do y'all think? I would pull my daughter out of that until it's corrected. It's just not something you know, you want your daughter to have to be exposed to right now. I mean, they're still trying to fit in with the crowd. They've got so many worries and issues, and that just throws a bigger issue and worry on top of everything else. When parents take the reins, it helps take a lot of the pressure off a girl. I mean, I know what you just said about, you know, the feminists not standing up. I don't know where they are. Maybe they all died off. I just don't know. But as a parent, and if I were a father, I would pull my daughter out. And she would not, and of course, if it was a college and she had gone to that college on a scholarship just to be in track or be in the swim team or whatever, I would still pull her out. Society has to protect, you know, society. And if this is your child, where are the parents standing up for their children? I know that the government's trying to say, you don't own your children anymore. They're ours, mm-hmm. and we're going to take them away. Well, excuse me. They have raised them and fed them and diapered them and been there by their bedside all through their lives. No, we are taking care of them, and the government needs to take a back seat, and there we as parents need to stand up. And I think if we went to the law, I think any officer that has children or FBI or CIA, they're all going to stand up for their children. And if they don't, I'm kind of wondering what's gone wrong for sure with society. That was my two cents. Thank you very much.
Okay, you've got it there. And let's see, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Bruce in Texas, I'm going to start with you. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break, which is coming up in about a minute. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, Mike. I was kind of busy, so I missed probably the first half of the show. So if I'm recovering material already covered, let me know. First of all, I'm looking here at the Artemis rocket.
Yes.
And it doesn't have three stages like Saturn V did, but it does have, and it has the white booster rockets, solid rockets boosters, SRBs. And then the big stage is called the core stage propulsion unit.
Yes.
Is there a reason why it's brown or rust colored?
I believe that's a foam insulation like they used on the external tank on the space shuttle.
Oh, okay. It's just kind of depressing to me because on the Saturn V, yeah, USA.
Okay, Bruce, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Bruce in Texas. We're talking about the Artemis rocket and space in general. And Bruce, take it away.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up. It's just depressing to me that it's this big brown rocket. Of course, maybe they have to have it that way. But, back in the day, Saturn V, when it launched off the pad and you had the cameras right there in USA, you know what I mean? It was kind of like a symbol of national pride to the world, you know, who it is that's doing this. And now they have the NASA, kind of small, stylized, the 70s style NASA on the boosters, on the solid boosters. And then there's a little American flag there closer to the top. It's just, I don't know if that was intentional or not. I kind of don't like it. But,
well, you know, my guess is between now and the actual launch, we may see several revisions to the livery. You know, and I imagine that somebody in D.C. is going to say, you put, you know, United States down the side of that rocket.
Yeah. Let's see. My idea or my comment on these munitions that they're sending to the Ukraine, I think they're already realizing that they're not going to win the war. And so this is akin to... This is akin to putting a dead goat down the well of a village that kicked you out. You know, they're poisoning the well. They're going to poison the part of Ukraine that they lost or they're going to lose. So for years, for decades, they're going to have a tough time farming the land. You're going to have people, women, children, having their limbs blown off. And it's just going to be, it's kind of like a stick in the eye. It's very Talmudic. Let me put it that way. I think that's what's in play here. And they're going to, you know, they're going to have to negotiate. They're going to lose the territories that voted for secession and to join Russia. And Ukraine's going to, that's when Ukraine's going to join NATO. And then they're going to beef it up. We're going to have a new Cold War. And that's how I see it playing out. And that's,
well, that's a good analysis. It's a very good analysis.
Yeah, and before I go, I was listening to the No Agenda show yesterday, and they replayed that intercepted phone call between Victoria Nuland and the Ukrainian Ambassador Pratt. And, you know, she mentioned Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden in this conversation.
Yep.
And the dots are like, you can put them on a wall and draw them together with a marker to what, who caused this war, who's responsible for these deaths, who did all this upheaval. Because I don't recall, but before 2014, going back even to the Soviet days, any strife, any civil unrest in the Ukraine until these people showed up and the money behind them and did this coup. The CIA, they're responsible for all these deaths. They want to point the finger at Putin. That's projection, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, the good news is it looks like they're backing off that idea of a false flag attack on that nuclear power plant, because I guess nobody wanted to deal with the radioactive mess. And, maybe instead of that, you know, they're trying to provoke Russia by attacking that bridge. And I don't know where this is going to go. It's really impossible to know. The fog of war, so forth and so on. Everybody's lying on every side about what's really going on out there. But I do know we're closer to nuclear war than we were during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Anyway, Bruce, thank you for the call. The music is playing. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is on the show tonight with guest Harley Slanger. And please spread the word at republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word at whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.